escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was assaulted, I was attacked, and not just me. That was everybody who works 2 to 6. So if your name is Dan Ball, as I look across the studio at Dan Ball, hey, here on WEEI Afternoons, if your name is Ted Johnson, Stiz, Fitzy, Brian Frazoco, anybody who works on the WEEI Afternoon Show, you were just told by Tom Curran, who'll join us Thursday, 3:30 here on the Wrongheadedness Show on WEEI. You were just told that's what you get. Wrongheadedness. Stiz.
Yeah, I was loving that clip until the very end.
Yeah. Dan Ball said that felt personal.
It was one-on-one, right?
Yeah.
It was Tommy Curran responding to Andy Hart.
Yep.
Just shots back across
like
the bow.
Like a troll on social media.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the verbal panda emoji was going to come out of you at 2 o'clock today, as happens when the shots are going across the bow.
Yeah.
And then the shot from 2 to 6 at large, you brought the whole group in. And not to say that Stiz or I are going to do a damn thing, but if you make Ted mad, then you're screwed.
Ted Johnson, Tom Curran just called you out. Part of the Wrongheadedness Show here on WEEI Afternoons. That was Tom Curran with Jones and Keefe, about an hour ago here on WEEI, responding to my viral video and take from yesterday that I've been quite disappointed with the offensive line through the first couple days of camp, including yesterday's first padded practice.
You know, you being the only person that's covering Patriots camp that's saying that information, right?
Yeah.
You're the only one that's peddling the fact that the offensive line has been largely disappointing to this point.
Yeah, nope. I feel like quite consistently, and we should check in with the Patriots because Morgan Moses, who's been part of my anger or angst with this offensive line, the right tackle who's been getting beaten regularly off the edge by athletic dominant pass players, by the way. Dominant pass rushers like, Kalavon Chaisson, first-round pick on his third team, who's looked great. Harold Landry, who some people believe was sort of petering out in Tennessee. You know who believed that? Tennessee,
right
down there,
right.
Post-Mike Vrabel. Those guys have been dominating Morgan Moses, who jogged off midway through practice today, went down the steps to the Gillette Stadium locker room. If I wanted to be a cynical bastard, I'd say he realized he stinks and he decided to retire, and he's just putting his papers in to go to coaching.
You did recommend him yesterday that he should go and focus on coaching for the next leg of his career.
He may be better off as a mentor at this point than a blocker on the right side of the offensive line. But yeah, no, most people who've watched have shown that interior and exterior pressures were a problem, that individual drills there were issues with Will Campbell, sometimes in team drills, Morgan Moses on a pitch count or just stinks and they realize he shouldn't be out there every snap, DeMonte Jacobs coming in, somebody called Marcus Bryant, who I'm still trying to learn, is playing left tackle with the second group.
I was told significant rotations.
Oh yeah, Vidarian Lowe is absent and seemingly missed, even though most people hated him and called him Vidarian Blow last year, watching him play in football
That's
games.
That's a pretty good one.
I would also just simply look at it. So you lose David Andrews, who last year at this time was considered a starter, mainstay, captain, force on your line, right?
No question, yeah.
So you're worse at center.
One of the few known quantities you had in your offensive
Correct.
Line. Yeah.
So you're worse at center. Because you brought in Garrett Bradbury, who, based on eyesight test or metrics that you people like to cite, is not a very good center, certainly pass-blocking-wise.
Right. He was ranked 55th, I think, among qualifiers last year by Pro Football
Focus.
He's
a bad backup.
That's right, yeah.
A bad backup.
Below-average backup
in the
league.
He's your starting center.
Run-blocking, fine, but again.
Jared Wilson, versatile, athletic, third-round pick who they love. I know they love his athleticism, and he might be a start at some point, but a rookie.
Yeah.
A rookie that you're not sure, A, what position he's going to play, because they've moved him from right guard to center to left guard, moved him all around. Also, both those guys, you know what they have in common? Fumbled snaps and exchanges. Every flipping day, the ball's on the ground getting back to Drake May. That could also be a Drake May issue working with his
centers. By the way, versatility is also kind of a double-edged sword. You could be versatile because you're great everywhere, or you could be versatile because they're not sure if you're good anywhere. So
that's true. Jack of all trades, master of none.
Right. We don't know where. I mean, Wilson played at all three positions in the interior as a junior at Georgia, then moved and started every snap he played at center as a senior. So he's got a history of being quote-unquote versatile, but he was only a starter or his senior year, so there is a chance that he is still going through his struggles there.
And Mike Onwenu is still here, so he is at right guard right now, whereas last year he started the season at right tackle. Still one of your starting five. So he's the same, right? He's the same guy.
Yeah.
Morgan Moses, I would say, how do we know he's not Chukwuma Okorafor, who might get benched a week into the season and then decide to retire and quit?
There's just some hard miles on that body right now, man.
Yeah, there
he's
are.
Played a lot of, in good football a couple of years ago, but you know, that's just, it's the nature of age. That's what happens.
Cole Strange, is he a proven commodity at left guard?
Not even close.
Because a year ago we were talking ourselves into he was a center, and some of us even thought his best position might be to move to fullback. Sad story, by the way, the fullback not on the field today. I'm not sure they have a fullback anymore.
Oh, no.
And left tackle. He's a left tackle, right? Because I know somebody who will join us at 3 o'clock, Ted Johnson, who might know a little something about football, doesn't believe the left tackle is actually a left tackle. The hardest position on the offensive line. The most important position on the offensive line. For a team that will open the season against the likes of, I don't know, T.J. Watt, might have heard of him. He became the highest paid defensive player in history this year. You know who he passed up? Max Crosby, the highest paid player in defensive history this year. Who he passed? They face all of them. So this offensive line has massive tests to open the year. And what exactly has improved definitively? What's definitively better this year? Oh, they're going to say, well, wait a minute. Last year you ended up playing Ben Brown and Michael. You might end up playing those guys this year.
Yeah.
Guess who limped off the practice field today?
Who?
Garrett Bradbury.
Oh, yes.
So today, two of your projected starters for a defense, for an offensive line that doesn't look all that good through 5 days of 6 days of practice left the field. One limped off, one jogged off, and I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he had a dinner date.
So,
I don't know. Had to get to the theater.
So my understanding from your speed and passion today is that you are not going to be backing down from your take that the Patriots' offensive line may be worse.
May be worse.
Okay.
May be better. A lot of that hinges on one guy.
Will Campbell.
Is Will Campbell a stud left tackle?
Yeah.
Or does he join the long list of disappointing first-round left tackles? Or maybe just moves to guard and we say he's a guard, where he'll replace the disappointing first-round pick from a few years ago, Cole Strange, who, by the way, 4:30, we'll talk to one-on-one. Actually, two-on-one. Andy Hart and Ted Johnson spoke with Cole Strange, and I'm going to get made fun of because of it, because I had to stand in the middle and hold the microphone.
Nah, you're a good sport.
And let's be honest, Cole Strange is 6'4", 330. Ted Johnson, 6'4", 260.
Oh, so Teddy sized him up.
Oh, they sized each other up.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that. Listen, if you want to hear that, they definitely sized each other up. But one person who wasn't sized up or was sized down was the 5'9", 185-pound guy standing between them.
I'll be
made fun of. Even you clowns were making fun of me when you saw the video in the back room.
Well, I mean, it hits you over the head. Like, it's a bit of an obvious kind of visual illusion that's going on. You're a great journalist and you're a good sport for doing it, but it's pretty damn obvious when it's 6'4", 6'4", Andy in the middle.
And I will also say, I am big enough man to admit, even in this small body, that I've been wrong over the years. I've been right over the years. Those of us who've covered the Patriots for a long time and actually decide to share opinions.
25 years, by the way, right?
25 years. Didn't realize that till Rich Keefe said it today on his program. Quarter of a century.
Oh,
I don't know if that's awesome or sad. Every flipping August since 2001, I've been at Patriots training camp.
Wow.
I really don't know what to make of that. Anyway.
I mean, it's a hell of a run.
It's a hell
of a run. Rings for your trouble.
Yep. And if you are capable, willing, honest enough to share opinions, especially early on, anybody can say, well, let me wait till week 8 and we'll see how the offensive line. No. I'm going to give you opinions every day. every day. Because when I didn't have a daily 2 to 6 radio show, I had Twitter, I had blogs, I had written updates. My job was to give opinions and observations on the practice field. So therefore, I give them. Just like Tom Curran does. I give him credit. Tom Curran will often give you opinions. Some of them sourced, some of them observational.
Sure.
Guess what Tom Curran is a lot?
What?
Right. Guess what he also is a lot?
Not right.
Wrong.
Ah.
He has his skeletons just like I do. I was the first one to say live on WEEI, the midday program with Dale Arnold, live from Gillette Stadium, N'Keal Harry stinks. I said it the first square drill he did on the first training camp practice. Dale yelled at me. And how was N'Keal Harry? How's his career going?
It's no longer going. Is it going? Is it currently going?
And okay. I doubled down on that and I said, Dale, this other guy they have out here, Jacoby Myers, will have a much longer and more successful career than N'Keal Harry. How's Jacoby Myers doing?
Dale here.
He's doing very good. Hi, Dale.
You'd kill to have him on this receiving corps. You'll see him week one with the Raiders. He's a damn good receiver.
We were trying to talk ourselves into reacquiring him midway through last year, I think.
So I've had my hits and I've had my misses over the years,
sure.
Like everybody. I believe Tom Curran has probably had hits and misses. I don't know any details. Maybe you guys can think of something. I don't recall, Stiz.
I think we could find something from the year of 2023.
Oh, what was that year?
Let me present this evidence to the group.
This is an 11-win team, Trent.
The wins are everywhere. The wins are everywhere.
Oh.
Well, I can tell you where they weren't on the scoreboard that year. That team, I believe they earned the right. Correct me if I'm wrong, Stiz. I want to make sure I get my years, my calendars, my math right. I believe they earned the right to pick very highly in the draft that year.
Yeah,
that's right.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
I believe their quarterback's name is Drake May because of that season.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Correct again,
okay.
Andrew.
I believe they won 4 games.
That's correct.
So
yeah,
that
that's
is
correct.
basically a third of 11 games?
Yes, and they also saw a coaching change, the end of an era, because they were so bad.
And I'm an 11-win team, Trent.
And I'm not even critical of Tom Curran.
Just 7 away.
Because I want people in my world of sports to have opinions.
The wins are everywhere.
And I want people who have experience. Tom Curran has been around this team way longer than I have.
Yeah.
He's probably 30-plus training camps in. Mid-90s, early 90s, Parcells, I don't even know, 32 years maybe?
Can ask him on Thursday. Gee, I wonder what else you'll talk about then.
Dude has seen a lot of football. Dude has talked to a lot of people about football. Dude was dead right when he told Monty Beisel, don't worry about it, you dink, I'll be here longer.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then you will be. Been almost 2 decades longer than Monty Beisel.
How? What? Where? Why?
We're all right. We're all wrong. If we have opinions, you know what that makes for? Fun sports talk. And this is sort of a continuation of the fight I got into on social media overnight. Got a lot of these response. Hey, down in the media tent, I walk in. Handy, you in some fights on social media today? Because
they don't follow along that closely.
Is it
do
a
they?
Day that ends in Y?
I'm like, why can't we have differing opinions? Don't we want that? We don't all want to live in Stiz's world where everybody would be left-wing and Trump wouldn't exist. We want to live in a world where there's a right and there's a left, and in the end, there's also a right and a wrong.
It's a way to characterize me, but sure.
We will be proven right and wrong.
Bit of a cherry-picked example, but we'll go with it with you.
Now, I can tell you one thing. I do not believe this offensive line will be good this year. I don't know if it's worse than it was last year. I don't believe it'll be good. I've already seen enough to think,
oh my God, you know the bet I made. They will use multiple starters at every single offensive line position.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I mean, you're already halfway to that and you're 6 days into camp now.
I'll make another guarantee/prediction for you.
Okay.
They will use one of their first day one or day two picks next year. So a first, a second, or a third on the offensive line. Maybe multiples, depending on how this plays out.
Yeah.
They will invest in the offensive line, or they'll spend somewhere in the range of probably what they should have done this year, $100-something million to lure somebody to come play offensive line for them.
That's probably the best case scenario if it goes the way you're saying, which is poorly this year, which is, we learned our lesson and we are going to overspend like we did on defense in certain positions. We are going to overspend and make it known the Patriots are a destination for offensive linemen. So in the case of Ronnie Stanley, you know, who didn't necessarily make it out to free agency and get the offers that you were hoping to give them, at least they'll know, okay, the Patriots are open for business this year.
Oh, and Ronnie Stanley, because one of the guys I was fighting on Twitter fired back, like, are we going to pretend that the Patriots didn't make it known somehow, some way to Ronnie Stanley that they'd be interested and they'd have a lot of money on the table? Do you believe that?
I mean, if you watched one quarter of one game of Patriots football, you would have known that they were looking
for... No, but I'm not even saying commonsensical.
Yeah.
I'm saying... Oh, it's funny. There's legal tampering. There's illegal tampering. There's back channels.
Oh,
there's
little
this.
Wink, wink, nod, nod kind of deal.
I believe that Ronnie Stanley knew the Patriots would have a lot of money on the table if he chose to hit the open market. He didn't want to.
Right.
I wouldn't have wanted to either. You know why? Because I get to block for Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry for a team that might be the best team in football.
Right.
Or certainly might be the best team in the AFC. Might go to a Super Bowl. And I'm going to leave that to go to New England, where they might win 7 games, might win 8 games, might have a good quarterback, might have a good coach. I got a good coach. I got an MVP caliber quarterback. I got a great team, and I'll have a chance to win a Super Bowl ring.
And he
stayed there. That's fine.
Right, and that's the bed you made for yourself. You know, you've gone through so many struggles. We just went through what 2023 was supposed to be. It's not a destination for offensive talent. Defensive talent, you were more successful, but guys who were playmakers and difference makers on offense, just not a destination for him yet. Hopefully in a year you may be.
Are you interested in hearing Curring's logic as to why Andy Hart is dead wrong?
Sure, give me logic and I'll decide whether it's logical.
Relative to last year, it might have been one of the worst offensive lines ever assembled. We sat up here and watched that Philadelphia practice, remember?
Yeah.
And it was just chaos. They couldn't even get the ball snapped.
Philly dominated that. Philly turns out good team, but so, still. Yeah, it turns out they can play.
Yeah. We watched the first day of padded practice yesterday and the... somewhat question mark fourth overall pick, at least relative to him being the fourth overall pick, looked really good in 11-on-11. So he got ragdolled in this first time, you know, going against a superhero physique guy in Keon White. How did he play in 11-on-11s? Good. Jared Wilson, you know, capable. I mean, Cole Strange continues to be, in my mind, a guy who is a more than serviceable NFL starter who's been snake bitten, thus thrown in the bin of, yeah, this guy's a bust, can't play. I just don't think he is that. So I don't know why Andy said that. I don't know where he gets off.
Gets off.
Wow. Jeez. Again, right at the end.
Hurtful, aggressive. Hurtfully aggressive. Because
like, good. Oh, jeez.
Some of the logic I do think is logical. Now, I will say he's referencing joint practices against the Eagles. Two things. The Eagles were dominant. You gave one of their backups $100 million. That tells you how good the Eagles were.
No question.
A part-time player in Philly is now a full-time player here with $100 million in his back pocket. Great team.
Yes.
Great team. You haven't had joint practices yet.
No.
You might get exposed in joint practices because you might realize, oh, wait, if Chaisson and Landry are killing our line, what the hell are actual players going to do? Because those guys are sort of journeymen at this point in their careers.
Right.
Right. So that's part of it. And we don't know what Will Campbell is. We don't know what Cole Strange is. He's definitely been snake bitten.
Yeah.
Again, stick around, 4:30, hear from Cole Strange. He's definitely been snake bitten. We don't know what he is.
Right.
We don't know if he's a good left guard. We'll find out.
Well, here's what I don't understand either, because I saw this logic presented to you in a couple different ways as you were enjoying your Millers last night. Oh, Will Campbell had a good day yesterday.
I was sober. I didn't have any Millers.
Okay, well, I just, an assumption on a day.
I can fight sober, too.
An assumption on a day like that, when you're pushing back like that, is that there's at least one that gets cracked open, and I don't blame you when you do, because it's a little fuel to add to the fire. Anyways, the logic that was given back to you a couple times, and that Tommy Curran just cited, was that Will Campbell had a good day. Okay, fine. Maybe he did. That's great. So why is that valid, but the very clear criticism that these guys were getting for multiple days prior now no longer valid because one player had one good day?
Well, from Tom's side, I would say they're in pads, so that is more valuable than pre padded practices.
Okay.
I give him that, certainly.
All right.
I also think there's mixed reviews of over the last 2 days what Will Campbell has been, because I think he's looked like a rookie left tackle. I think there's been highs and lows and pros and cons. And when he's in the run game and he's blocking down, I thought he looked pretty good. I think there's times where he gets exposed on the edges a little bit. I also think that's a weird thing. And I was talking to some of my guys down there, Giardi, Perillo, others, about this.
Others.
He stretches. I think he's aware that they are short arms and the edge rushers are going to be something people fixate on to see what he's doing in his development.
Yeah.
And sometimes he oversets, gets out there too, and then boom. He's open up to some inside moves, some secondary moves. A lot of people say at LSU that was one of his problems, because he did that at LSU. If there was a pressure, it actually wasn't off the edge. It was him overcompensating toward the edge,
right,
giving up the inside, that whole thing. But this isn't a Will Campbell thing. This isn't a, you know, Wilson thing. This isn't a Bradbury thing. This is, in totality, what I watched and what I see as talent on the field and what I see as lack of depth behind that talent. Understanding, as I do over two decades plus covering NFL teams, every offensive line almost loses people and you have to replace them. And if you start out mediocre and replace them with crap, you're a bad offensive line.
Right.
And I think there's some of that on this team. For example, Morgan Moses, let's just say he's a little bit better than he's performed against Chaisson and Landry through a couple days of practices. The drop-off to DeMontre Jacobs is pretty significant.
Absolutely.
I think we all saw him last year, and a lot of people called this station and sent texts and tweets and said, I don't want to see that guy or Vidarian Lowe on the field ever again.
Right.
Well, you might see both of those guys on the field again. So you didn't make this leap forward, and then worst-case scenario, you lost David Andrews. This right tackle might not be good. Who knows what you're going to get out of Cole Strange at left guard, and the left tackle might be a left guard, so... The one thing I feel good about this team, the one thing I would say about the offensive line that I think is assuredly better, Doug Marrone.
Yes.
You have a veteran, experienced, knowledgeable, versatile, figure-it-out kind of offensive line coach. You have the best offensive line coach you've had since Scarnecchia made chicken salad out of chicken poo.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. But then what you're losing, because last year, we kind of talked about this with David Andrews. You at least knew, you knew what he was going to be. He was one known quantity in that group where you knew more or less what he was going to be.
Till he left.
So, right, exactly. But while he was still there, you at least, you knew what you were getting from your center position,
yeah,
game in and game out. Vidarian Lowe, DeMontre Jacobs. They sucked, but at least you knew they were going to suck. What I think that is probably bothering you and why there's so much of a difference of opinion is that there are so many things that you have no idea. You have no idea if Will Campbell is going to grow into being the number four overall pick at that position or not even be a tackle. You don't know if Cole Strange is going to be able to shake being snake bit over the first couple years of his career. You don't know where the hell Jared Wilson's going to play and where they trust him to play. So you just, there are so many things that you don't know in an offseason where it seemed like you were willing to spend the money to solve some of these questions. They're just, they're still there.
There's more unknowns and less knowns.
Absolutely.
You just simplified it quite simply. A year ago, I believed Mike Onwenu and David Andrews will be good.
Yep.
I think I can pencil them in, and Onwenu, I'm not sure whether it's right tackle or right guard, but I'm going to pencil them in and say I have a good offensive lineman there, and I have a good center. This year, I have Mike Onwenu.
Right.
At right guard, looks like they've locked him in, which is his position. I know everybody believes that's his position.
Right.
So you have one known commodity.
Yeah.
That's it.
You've
the
literally
rest
gone
are questions.
Down. You've gone down from 2-1, and I know 2 out of 5 is bad, but you've somehow managed to go down from 2 known quantities to 1 known quantity.
You went from 20% assuredness to 10% assuredness.
Right.
That means 90% uncertainty.
Exactly.
I think.
Or 60 to 80.
60 to 80.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 80% 40 to 20, whichever direction you want to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just, it, typical as you do, I had an argument. You put it into some numerical form right there. Analytics are great. You have more uncertainty. That's what the analytics say. Tom Curran, appreciate you. Mean it. We both have opinions. We're both impassioned. We've both butted heads over the year. I think some ways that's because we're very similar. We're knowledgeable, stubborn. We're wise asses.
You're wrong-headed, apparently.
We're thick-headed and wrong-headed. I think there's a lot of similarities, and as they say, sometimes similar things butt heads, and we do. But appreciate the content to open the show here. Dan Ball, you're also included. That's what we know. He took on the whole afternoon crew, not just Hart.
Absolutely.
Dan Ball, Stiz, Ted Johnson, I see you roaming the hallways. Tom Curran called you out, buddy. 2-6, we are wrong-headedness radio.
If
here.
We go down, we are going down together, and I would recommend tuning in on Thursday at 3:30 because that is going to be one hell of an opening conversation between
It'll
the
absolutely
two of you.
Be fun, but we're two professionals. We will handle it with professionalism
because right.
That is what we do. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we actually got to get to the story of the day for me, and that's Drake May. I have my own views on Drake May. I'm seeing mixed reviews on Drake May from social media, Twitter, and such, the blogs. We will update you what happened with the franchise quarterback on the football field. I didn't love everything I saw. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball for the first time.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.